Sounds from various locations after the news that Osama bin Laden had been killed in a daring U.S. raid inside Pakistan rippled around the world. Certainly, it was a jubilant moment for those people who went to various locations, including Ground Zero, which many people declare is a sacred ground because of the people who died there. Joining us now is Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch, senior religion editor at Huffington Post, was a chaplain at Columbia University during the 9/11 attacks. He joins us from Princeton, New Jersey. Reverend, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to have a discussion that's, I think, fairly challenging, and I want to play for you a number of responses from our listeners who have reacted in many different ways over whether this is a moment to celebrate. But first, your views. Is it appropriate to celebrate something like this after so much pain in New York and around the nation?
Well, part of the reason I wrote this on Huffington Post about this event was my own conflicted emotions about what I was feeling, which was essentially relief and some sense of exhilaration, kind of tempered by my own wonder about why I was celebrating a death. And so I had to really reflect on that. And So I think a lot of us are going through this mixed emotions moment where we are relieved. I mean, especially those of us in New York, you know, who were there on 9/11, there's been a decade of kind of pent up frustration and sense maybe of impotence and lingering anger, and so it's not surprising that many of us kind of were able to breathe out a sigh of relief and almost exaltation, but then the seeing the chants of USA and seeing this sort of overwhelming jubilance made me think, is that really the response we want in this sober moment?
Well, let's I think pent up emotional sort of baggage is a good way of characterizing the kind of responses that we got yesterday. Listen,
my name is Tom Caratura, Bergenfield, New Jersey. Mr. Bin Laden tonight is dining with the devil. I hope his soul is having a good time, and I'm glad he's dead.
I feel very, very sorry for the losses that so many of us suffered on 9/11, but I would have hoped for more decency on our part. Seeing all the people celebrating reminded me of the celebrations that took place on 9/11 in some Arab countries. Someone's died, and I think we need to have a little more restraint and decency.
Listeners who called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we're talking with Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch, a senior religion editor at Huffington Post. Isn't there a spectrum in world religions that goes from the issue of kind of barbaric revenge all the way to a certain appropriate level of commemoration of collective triumph on the part of communities? And how do you parse that in a moment like this?
Well, I think all of that comes into play. I think even within my own Christian faith and within other great religions, there's a tension between this sense of justice and a sense of mercy and a sense of, you know, I think that's what many of us kind of were feeling on that day, that yes, this is just, that this man died, and it was a sense of, you know, that is God's justice. But then also we have to be very careful when we go into the question of who it deserves to die, because that is a sort of a very dangerous path of thinking that can lead to atrocities. So that's, I think, the tension between this this sense of, you know, justice, eye for an eye, and also this sense of, well, you know, it is not ours to kill. That is only God's prerogative, and it's only God's prerogative to judge. And so those are the kind of polarities that we all kind of, I think, go along that spectrum, as you said. It's very And sometimes we're on the side of more on the side of justice, and sometimes we're more on the side of mercy. But
Reverend, that eye for an eye principle that goes back, you know, as far back as recorded human history, that was a limitation on punishment. That was saying, you know, if you have to punish somebody by taking from them an equal thing to what they took from you, you can't make the punishment exceed the crime to a certain extent. And that kind of echoes this text that we got from Glenn in Marshall, Oklahoma, who says, we've earned the right with thousands of lives lost. He's saying that this is one death to weigh against the thousands of people who've died to a certain extent at Osama bin Laden's hands.
Well, absolutely, and that's and that is one, you know, that's one rationale for why this is a totally just and worthy of a celebration. Then on the other side, we have you know, a sense of Martin Luther King Jr., who said you can never get rid of hate with more hate. It has to be with love, and so. So all of this is within one tradition, and we have to figure out where we stand on that. And I actually am not trying to point a finger in this question and say this is the way you should be responding. I think the important thing is for us to be sober in our response and really be reflective about what we do in the face of evil, and also how we respond in a moment of victory, but also really be, you know, temper celebrations with a sober look at the world and what it means to actually kill someone. It should be a sober moment for us.
Finally, before we go, young people talked about how their lives had been completely oppressed by this post 9/11 world, that it happened when they were very little kids. Is it different for young people before we go?
I think many people, you know, I was talking to some college students yesterday. They have a hard time. They don't really even remember 9/11 so well. So for them, this is a little bit surreal. It's almost like it's almost a movie for them. And so I think that all of this history needs to be put in context, and we need to, again, take a perspective on this that values the whole history.
Well, thanks for guiding us. Reverend Paul Rauschenbach, a senior religion editor at Huffington Post, was a chaplain at Columbia University during the 9/11 attacks. Thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.